You're with us on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent.
Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. A new podcast from WUWM takes an in-depth look at what people experience when they go through the U.S. immigration system. It's called Status Pending. In the first episode, WUWM's Emily Files tells us the story of two sisters who we're calling A and S. We're not using their real names because their immigration status leaves them vulnerable. Here's a preview of that episode.
A's family is originally from León, Guanajuato, in Mexico. The journey here started with her dad. He struggled to financially support his family, so in 1998, he came to the U.S. to work. But he left Mexico without telling his wife.
And then once he made it across the border and got to Wisconsin, he called her and said, "Hey, I'm in the U.S., like, I'm not coming back, at least for, like, a good while. Like, I'm going to start sending you money."
2 years later, A's mom followed her husband. A smuggler helped her cross the border. In all, it was a group of five people. A's mom, her three young daughters, who were 2, 4, and 7, and A's aunt, who was only 18 years old and 6 months pregnant.
My mom is a very, like, strong person. She prides herself in, like, not crying. So she tells this story a little bit nonchalantly, and I don't think that it's so nonchalant. I think her way of storytelling is really informed by wanting to protect our feelings, and I think over the time she's just, like, been really desensitized to it.
A, her mom, and sisters reunited with her dad in Milwaukee, and that's where they've been ever since. Growing up, A knew that she and her family were undocumented.
I think when I was really young, I had this idea that I would never drive and I would never have a real job. My life was just going to be like my mom's.
But when A was a teenager, everything changed.
When DACA came out, it was like this golden ticket.
DACA is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's an Obama-era policy that allowed immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children to apply for a sort of temporary permission to live and work here. It gave young immigrants like A chance at some normalcy.
Once I turned 16 and was of legal, like, working age, I threw a fit. And I was like, I really need my work authorization. Like, I need a driver's license. I was the first one of my sisters to get a driver's license. I mean, I think I really put my parents through hell because I would, like, throw real, like, fits, and I just wanted my way.
That is one example of A's persistence. Even though she's the youngest child, she's been a leader helping her family navigate the immigration system.
My sister A is a very strong woman that does not take no for an answer.
This is A's older sister. She's 29, the middle child out of the three. We're calling her S because her immigration status also leaves her vulnerable. Between the two sisters, A is more outspoken. S is more reserved. A is a big thrifter. She likes restoring vintage purses and shoes. She's also really into photography. S channels her energy and her stress into exercise, like hiking and weightlifting.
I would describe myself as a very happy but anxious person. And I bring up the word anxious to describe myself because I do think my status has a lot to do with it. It's always put me, like, I'm always on edge regarding my status and, like, potentially being, like, deported or, like, somebody in my family being deported.
The sisters were able to lean on each other as they went through the next step in their immigration journey together, applying for green cards.
That is WUWM's Emily Files with a preview of their new podcast. It's called Status Pending. You can hear the full episode at WUWM.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.
You're listening to Wisconsin Weekend.
More than two decades ago, our colleagues at PBS Wisconsin, they kicked off a series called Wisconsin War Stories, sharing the lives of Wisconsin veterans.
I've kept quiet about this thing for about 40-some years. It's just something I didn't want to talk about. And the longer I didn't talk about it, the easier it was for me to put it back there and just leave it.
And there were so many things to do with my life. And I didn't want Vietnam to be a stopping point or to be a hindrance to my making a success of it.
Those are the voices of two veterans featured in the series, Jim Magruder and Lonnie Cooks, provided by PBS Wisconsin. Now, photo portraits taken as part of that series are at the heart of a new exhibit at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. It's called Portraits of Service, Wisconsin Warriors from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. It opened this month and runs through the end of the year. Gregory Krieger is curator of exhibits at the museum, and Jim Gill is a longtime PBS Wisconsin photographer, and he took the photos that are at the heart of the new exhibit. They spoke with Rob Ferret last week.
Jim, take us back to the origins of your part of the Wisconsin War Stories Project. What did you set out to do here?
You know, in the beginning, I was sent out, this was Wisconsin World War II Stories, and I was sent out to do promotional photography to make sure that when the actual documentary aired, that we had photographs of that. The way that it worked, producer Mick Dirks was projecting a still photo onto a background and had the subject in front of the still photo. So when I tried to take photographs of them when they were doing the interviews, it really didn't work because the color temperatures and the light levels were all different. So we came back and I said, why don't you just let me go out on my own and photograph the folks who are going to be in the documentary, and we won't have to worry about trying to do this with this kind of complicated background. And so that's how it basically started.
And you ended up photographing veterans of three wars, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. What stands out in your mind now as you think back about all the veterans you spent this time with taking these portraits?
Well, definitely their presence. I think that in all cases, their presence was an amazing thing. You know, I got to spend some time with them before we actually took the photographs, got to go to their homes, got to hear their stories. And that was the thing that I took away from it. Not so much the photographs themselves, but just being able to kind of connect with them and have them share some of their small amount of stories from their experience.
And Greg, give us the origin story of the Portraits of Service exhibit that's going on now that features those portraits that Jim was just talking about.
Okay, so I was approached by Wisconsin PBS, and they basically had these photographs more or less in storage at the time. They just asked us, could you use these? And we decided that, yes, I mean, these are amazing photographs. Let's accept these portraits, if you will, into our collection and see what we could do with them. In the months that followed that, we decided we would create an exhibit quite soon, actually, to, again, get these out. At that point, we discovered that we actually have artifacts from a number of these folks, just a total coincidence. And so all of a sudden, we're like, we have a whole exhibit on our hands here that was essentially just laid in front of us. It was just a real, you know, culmination of, you know, effort and passion. And to walk through the gallery, you know, today, I think someone will get that impression. Again, just the feel, the passion, the stories, the looks on these veterans' faces, just amazing.
Let's talk about the looks on these veterans' faces, Jim. You've photographed a lot of people over the years, including me, back when we were coworkers here. But in this case, this was a part of something. This was part of them sharing their experiences as veterans. Did that shape the way you took these photos and the way that they wanted to present themselves to your camera?
It did. I guess I would use the Vietnam portraits as an example. I kind of created a little stage, if you will. I had my light set up, and I had a backdrop, and I had some filled cards on the side. So when they walked onto the set, they kind of felt like they were on a stage, and they became very serious. Even if they were joking around before that or we were having a conversation, once they walked out there to have their photograph taken, they treated it very seriously. And I didn't ask them to pose in any certain way in terms of what they were doing with, I didn't say smile or any of the kind of photography things that you do occasionally. I had also asked them to either bring or wear something that reflected their service, and they brought all sorts of different things. Some wore their uniforms, some brought, for example, Ray Stubbe, who was a chaplain at Quezon, brought his crucifix, some brought their boots, some brought their brashens, some brought photographs. So that those kind of things really also, you know, they were very proud of those things, and that really tried to get that to come through in the photography.
We're talking about a new exhibit at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. It's called Portraits of Service, Wisconsin Warriors from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Jim Gill is with us, former PBS Wisconsin photographer who took the portraits there, and Greg Kruger, curator of exhibits at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. Greg, we've heard about the photos. There's the artifacts. I was there. One of the most powerful things for me, there's quotes from a lot of the veterans pictured there. And I know at the Veterans Museum you have archives of oral histories that have been done there. There's a lot of material to work with. And yet you zoomed in on just quotes that really, you stood there and they held you in your tracks kind of. What was that process like to find that powerful representative quote from so many of these veterans?
Again, I've got to thank Wisconsin PBS. They went through all those interviews and selected a number of quotes from these veterans. I took a look at those and where possible was able to utilize, you know, portions of those pulled quotes. In other cases, you know, I sat down and in most cases, these oral histories were video recorded. So I was able to watch and listen to these veterans as they talk about, you know, their training, their service, their time as civilians once they came out of the service.
And Greg, the artifacts, give us a sense. Jim mentioned, you know, some of them brought things to wear or hold during the pictures. And we've got a lot of sometimes surprising keepsakes from their deployments, uniforms, flags, things like this. What are the range of things that end up going along with the photos here?
They're all over the place. Jim mentioned Ray Stubbe. I got to know Ray a few years ago, shortly after I joined staff here at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. I sat down in his home, talked about his experiences. We have, to my knowledge, the pair of boots that Ray wore during the siege at Quezon. They are still caked with Quezon mud, which is very iconic. It's very red in color. We actually took those boots to a conservator and had her more or less affix that mud to the boots semi-permanently, because every time we were getting them out of storage and onto display, you know, a few pieces would crack off. Just incredible. And hats off to Ray for having the foresight to keep those boots, not clean them, and to donate them for everyone to see now.
Jim, what does it mean to you to have these works get a new life here in this exhibit?
It's really wonderful. Before the pandemic, I had tried to work with the staff here and the staff at the Veterans Museum to get the photographs that we had in storage to the Veterans Museum so that they could have them permanently. It kind of fell apart during COVID, and it also became an issue with the actual prints. This was particular for Wisconsin Vietnam stories. They had been printed not on plexiglass, but they had plexiglass over the top of them, and that had kind of warped. So they weren't in the greatest of shape. So this gave us a chance to go back, re-edit those images, and then get them to the State Historical Society, where I hope that they can have a permanent home.
I want to get each of your thoughts on the value, the importance of documenting and photographing the stories of Wisconsin veterans. Greg, let's start with you.
One of our sayings here is every veteran is a story. And once you see these photographs, you, I think, really get a sense of these people as people. You know, as Jim mentioned, oftentimes they're wearing some veteran garb. One Marine officer still fits into his dress blues, and he wore those. You just get to get a glimpse of them as people. And then, you know, once you start reading and listening and watching their oral histories, you start to get a sense of, again, how military service shaped them, you know, as people, as, you know, civilians, as community members. When it all comes together, it's very powerful.
And Jim, the importance as you see it, having spent a lot of years working on these portraits.
Well, in the beginning, you know, especially with the World War II veterans, you know, we were very cognizant of the fact that the time was pushing forward. A lot of those veterans never had told their stories before. So to get that on videotape and to be able to hear those stories was really very important. And also to, in that case, in the World War II photographs, to go into their homes and photograph them. Their wives were there. It was made to try to make them comfortable. And so I really felt like, you know, we were kind of like documenting something that was quickly going to fade away.
We'll leave it there. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Jim, good to see you again.
Thank you, Rob.
That is Greg Krieger, curator of exhibits at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. And Jim Gill, longtime PBS Wisconsin photographer. They talked with Rob Ferret about the exhibit at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. It's called Portraits of Service, Wisconsin Warriors from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Runs through the end of the year. You can watch excerpts from Wisconsin War Stories at pbswisconsin.org.